Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sisell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Burnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Vosmick scores. Morgan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Tate and he is out, Olson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Tate scores. Andrews goes all the way around to score. Olsen moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Olsen scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Olson hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Com moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Olsen bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olsen for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pickering scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Tate and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 4 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olson scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Com reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's Red Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bob Wieland now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler is hit by the pitch. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 5 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 5 for 6 in the game, with 5 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jolly. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.